Well, even though last week's weather was cool and breezy, it was dry. And that benefited producers throughout Wisconsin and the upper Midwest, as there was a lot of activity in our farm fields as the maturity of the crop progressed and the harvest continued to move forward. However, now, according to meteorologist Bryce Anderson, even though temperatures might warm up a bit, rain could be coming and that could slow down the harvest progress.
The issue is, of course, now that we move into November, that daylight length is considerably less. Power of the sun to dry things out is also a lot weaker, and so that leads to, you know, the fact that it doesn't take very much moisture in order to really cause some slowdowns when we think about harvest.
Well, two opposing forces are battling for control of our grain markets. According to ag economist Frayne Olson, said during this time of year, you have the harvest progress going against export numbers to take control of price. And he said which side wins out will determine if we'll see a corn rally or not.
We're watching the export sales. We finally have USDA information again. We're looking at the export sales numbers. And they've actually been very strong for all of the major commodities, corn, soybeans, and wheat. And then on the flip side, we have the harvest pressure going on. The corn and beans are coming off right now. Everybody's trying to figure out what kind of yields are we getting. We tend to see prices soften as we go through harvest, but we, on the flip side, have been getting some really good export numbers.
And today at noon, the Farm Bill conferees will hold their first public meeting as 41 members try to work out their differences and come up with one Farm Bill from the Senate and the House version. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says today's meeting will be mostly just opening remarks, but he does believe, despite all the hurdles to overcome, that the Farm Bill can get done this year.
I kind of thought we would last year, too, so that tells you how much stock you can put in it. But I really think that there is a sentiment in Congress that members have to prove something, and, you know, in the aftermath of the debacle that was the end of the year and the government shutdown and all that kind of stuff, I think there's a sentiment that we need to get some major legislation passed. So when you couple that with the fact that just, you know, the attitude among ag committee members, both in the Senate and in the House, has always been a relatively bipartisan attitude, I think you're going to see a lot of progress that's going to happen fairly quickly.
Well, we didn't see any movement on the dairy scene on Tuesday. Blacks remain 187.5 cents per pound. Barrels $1.82 and AA butter 147.5 cents per pound. Class 3 prices up slightly. October unchanged, 18.25. November up a nickel to 18.61. December up two to $18 even. And January unchanged at 17.17. Board of Trade, December corn up a penny and a quarter, 4.32¼ cents per bushel. March gains a penny to 4.44½ cents. Beans for November up 7¾ to 12.79¼ cents. March prices to 12.55, and December wheat up fractionally to 6.82. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 72 to 95. Most of the slaughter cows, 53 to 71. Replacement bull calves, 95 to $2. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Barrels and gilts, 60 to 70. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 35 to 50. And both feeder lambs and market lambs, 145 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.